Everyone, hello and welcome to the video store. Welcome to Video Store Clerks. Boom! I'm your host with the most, Dave. I really built that up a lot to just come out with the name Dave.
Good job.
I should have thought that.
Wrong part of Dave. Wrong part of Dave.
Along with us working the store tonight is Chuck McNasty. Chuck!
Hello, hello, hello.
Ed Andrew of Dream State fucking Nightmare is here with us back tonight.
Hello. It's great to be back.
Was that really you?
It's me, Dave Mustaine.
Oh, this is going to be a fun one.
Sweet. And also with us tonight, if you watch our channel, you know him. You love him. A.K.A. Psychodistic the Clown. With us tonight is Chad.
Go fuck yourself.
Bam!
Yay!
Is he your Danny McBride?
If you're wondering, you might not be wondering. You might not care. You might not even notice. But Patrick is not with us tonight as he packed his fucking bags and went to Florida.
He got hit by a golf cart.
Being operated by his wife.
There we go.
We'll find out about that story when, well, if Patrick comes back.
He's just dead.
I feel like his wife took him to Florida to take his ass out.
Yeah, we'll save that when he gets back. We'll get the real scoop.
So how badly did you piss off your wife to almost kill you with a golf cart on a scale of 1 to 0 fuck?
No, though, because there was probably nobody out there on the fucking green. She was like, well, I'm behind the wheel. He's standing right there not paying attention. And she put her foot on the gas. It didn't work.
It's time for some insurance.
It wasn't going to be this that is easy as it turned out.
And this is being recorded live, folks. Message tonight. We do not condone murder.
When it's not happening to you.
As we're laughing about this?
Because I don't feel like I'd be laughing so hard if I got hit with a golf cart. I would.
I've been hit with a golf cart.
I'll laugh at you if you get hit by a golf cart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that your kink? Golf cart hitting? Oh, yeah.
I barely like drive a motorcycle, let alone a golf cart. I would have way too much fun.
Get a souped up golf cart.
Fucking right. Oh, yeah, we're doing a show. So.
Yeah.
So with a fun week, and we're all back in the video store, and I'm just wondering, guys, what did you all watch? Chad, what the fuck did you watch?
Watched a lot. The last night I watched Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it, and I had to watch it.
No wonder you keep spacing out. You seem like you're sad.
You kept talking about the Golden Girls and shit, so then I had to fucking see some Sophia in action shooting people.
So we didn't watch the Golden. See, you're rubbing the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, Rip Betty White. And she was.
I just found out there was actually a spinoff to that show. Did you all know that?
No, the Golden Boys.
The Golden Palace.
Oh no, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's a very young Don Cheadle and Cheech Marin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, exactly. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. It was only on for a season, but
fucking cheap.
It's on Hulu. And
okay.
I swear it's true. It sounds like I'm making this up, but I swear.
I'm going to have to watch this just because you said
was
it.
On there one time.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah, they had a couple of guest stars.
Godfather 3, probably the worst sequel in the history of the last 30, 40 years.
It was bad.
I've never seen it.
You're not missing
anything. You're not missing anything.
What? No. Seen what?
Godfather 3. Somehow we got to Godfather Part 3.
Yeah. We went from Godfather 3. I don't know why.
We went from Stop or My Mom Will Shoot to Godfather 3.
Wow, that sounded really good.
Hey, yo. What are you doing? Mommy can't. No, what are you doing? You can't watch my gun. So what are you doing?
That's pretty good.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing?
I didn't realize the bad dude from Robin Hood Men in Tights was the bad guy in that too.
Really?
God,
yeah, the sheriff.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, it blew my mind.
I'm gonna have to watch both those movies now. Thank you.
Yep.
And what are you talking about? Thank you. You're the one that did the voice.
Hey, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a thing, you know? You gotta stop or my mom's gonna shoot you. It's just how it's gonna go. Right? Fuck it.
I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna use that for something.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Totally. Yeah, we're gonna start calling you Sylvester. Hey,
hey. You can do a good Ivan Drago.
Your ass is mine.
Let's go around the counter and everybody say, I must break you.
Okay.
Whoever does the best.
Okay.
We'll do a Rocky IV remake.
Oh, Rocky Jesus Friday. Christ. I need to rewatch that.
I will break you.
I will break you.
I must break you.
I'm gonna switch it up. If he dies, he dies.
Okay. Yeah.
Should have did that one.
If he dies, he dies.
I like how everything just happened. It's the reason why we love doing this shit.
Everyone, if you're still with us, this is completely random, more so than last time. But last time was kind of depressing.
You could make this shit off, and we get sidetracked way too much to be coming from a script.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just gonna talk like this for the rest of the show. It's a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
You know, oh my god. Yeah,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I mean, come on.
And viewers, if you look in the lower right-hand corner, you will see the 800 number for you to call in. Ask Sylvester, ask Rocky Balboa. You won't be Stallone. You'll be Rocky.
Murdoch,
like the character.
I'm coming for you.
So is this going to be a cameo? Only not?
God. Who is next?
Who is that? Andrew.
Oh, right. Yeah, me. Okay, so speaking of Kung Fu stuff, I'm watching The Warrior.
Forget it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Kung Fu stuff and stuff involving Sylvester Stallone. He does, fighting stuff, yeah.
Yes.
We were referencing, Cobra Kai and stuff before. So, yeah, I was watching Warrior, which is based on the writings of Bruce Lee. On HBO Max, and it's pretty solid cast, and you have Joe Taslim, who was in the Mortal Kombat movie. For anyone mm-hmm. who cared about the movie, I liked it. But it's
I liked it.
Sure. I don't know how many people liked the movie. Like, I thought it was good. It's a Mortal Kombat movie. It's not going to win awards.
No,
but yeah, the show is really well choreographed, and it reminds me a lot of Into the Badlands,
which was sadly canceled. What was that show called?
Into the Badlands.
Oh yeah,
I think I watched that.
It was a mix of cyberpunk and kung fu stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched that.
HBO Max has got a lot of cool stuff on there.
I miss Preacher so much.
Oh, Preacher, man,
Preacher. Yeah.
I love the graphic novels and the show. I only got to watch a couple episodes, but I need to go back and watch that.
Oh, yeah. The graphic novel is amazing because, as you know, the main villain is.
Right. God.
Because I love the show.
Fucking brilliant. The comic's amazing. It's insanely violent and over the top. It's like super 90s.
The fact that Bill Hicks makes an appearance in one of the graphic novels makes me happier than a pig in shit.
Bill Hicks.
He was the greatest. What that movie was that you said you were watching? What was it called? The Bruce Lee thing?
Oh, it's called Warrior. No, it's Warrior. A TV show that got renewed for season 3. So it's pretty damn good. You got kung fu, sex,
Yes.
And that's it. Stop right there.
It's a dope show, though.
All right.
Kung fu shit.
It's a good show.
Hell yeah.
I've never seen it. I don't know what you all talk about. I'm on HBO Max all the time, I actually researched
some shit because I was trying to figure out what the fuck the term onion came from.
Where'd it come from?
They call the Asians the onions. I never found it. Because I got high and I didn't look.
I've never heard of this either.
Well, after watching Mortal Kombat, like, the show came up under, like, suggestions. I'm like, okay, I'll check this out. And then, before you know it, I finished season one.
All right, I can dig that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're that locked into it, I mean, I can get locked in just about anything.
That's what she said.
But I'm...
Sorry, that was perfect setup.
Points.
Point goes to Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah. The show's not over yet.
cool. Dude, Chuck, you're up. What the fuck did you watch? What did you do, Chuck?
God. Oh, man. Let's see. I watched a couple movies the last couple of days, so bear with me here. I'll go through this real quick. The other day, I've been trying to get caught up on a few episodes I missed on the Joe Bob Briggs show on Shudder, Last Drive-In. Uh-huh. And the other day, I watched a movie that I've been meaning to watch for years, and I think I realized why I haven't watched it until now. Spookies?
Spookies?
It's a movie where there's like 80 different fucking monsters. In the words of Joe Bob, it's a fucking mess. It is the biggest mess you've ever watched in horror movies.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, that's a very bold statement.
The thing is about Spookies is the fact that it originally had two directors, and they both got fired from the movie. Other people, there's two different movies going on, and none of it makes any fucking sense. Okay, it deserves a watch, but it's also like, I also watched VHS 94. I don't know if anybody's a fan of those movies. Watched it last night. I actually really enjoyed it. There's really good death scenes, good gore in that one. Interesting plot all around. I'm picky about my found footage films, but I like this one. Yeah. And also the two others that I watched, Great White on Shudder also. I'm a big Shudder guy. Shudder has all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, I need to get that.
And great, yeah, dude, it's chock full of good stuff. Old, new, everything. But Great White, newer movie that Shudder put out. It's your typical stranded in the middle of like the ocean. There's a great white coming and you're all fucked. And then you find out there's two. I'm not getting
it. It is the fucking ocean.
Water movies make me fucking nervous. I don't know if I told you, but I watched The Deep House recently, which is also underwater. And that kind of shit makes me feel
he said deep. Fucking.
We're children,
but yeah, right, yeah. Well, we're big kids. But underwater movies give me like the heebie-jeebies, if you will, which is why I like them. And Great White, even though it's not the best movie, it's very entertaining. To be perfectly honest,
a movie like that is hard. Like I remember when Open Water came out.
Yeah,
and I didn't care for the movie, but the trailer for the movie, like, scared the shit out of me.
I like the movie.
Fucking terrifying.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. But there's only so much you can do with that kind of scenario. Yeah. And there's so many movies. And Open Water has, like, four fucking sequels. So, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. The story wasn't told in the first one.
Yeah, it's like, oh. All right,
the shark has a family, and they have a family, and that shark has a family.
That was Jaws.
So it becomes Jaws the Revenge.
Yep.
That's what it seems like.
It's true. The other movie that I watched, my son, because I was talking to my company and was trying to remember what movie we watched, because I forget names sometimes. And my son was like, you have to bring up Animal Crackers, which is not a horror movie, but it's a fun little like animated movie on Netflix that me and my kid and one of my best friends we watched the other night, and it's a cute little movie. I mean, to watch with your family. John Krasinski, whatever his fucking name is, he's in it. Danny DeVito's in it.
DeVito, well, you got me signed up. I fucking love that man.
He does the voice for a clown that starts off thin and gets really fat.
Well, that's Danny DeVito.
But it's a good, so that's
yeah. I can remember Animal Crackers. That's an easy title to remember.
It's a cool one movie. It's cool. But yeah, that's my library of what I've watched this week. Sorry, guys.
Okay, Dave. What the fuck did you watch last to this week?
Sorry, you blew my mind with animal crackers.
I will say this though, real quick. When it comes to animal crackers, me and my friend were very, very well. We hit off the 3-foot bong before watching the movie.
It's one of those.
So while watching Animal Crackers, we decided that we needed animal crackers. So I sent her to the store, 2 bags of animal crackers.
Those frosted ones are like my favorite fucking weeds.
That's what we had, brother.
There you go.
You two motherfuckers were separated at birth.
Oh my god! Yeah, I could definitely see that.
As soon as he brought up Captain Spaulding, I was like, "Oh, they're going."
It's on. And
fuck yeah!
And cereal.
Okay, Dave. What the fuck did you watch this week?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I need to start going first because by the time y'all get around to me, I fucking forget shit.
He's the sad guy on the gangbang. But told you I'll get around to me. Started just not good.
It took me a second to start laughing about that because I was like, wow. I'm the sad guy in the gangbang. I never thought of that before.
Oh, I feel bad. At least her podcast is already rated MA, I think.
God, I hope so. I hope so.
Like, would I be like one of those dudes, like I'm in the corner, like, oh, she sounds like she's in pain.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm just going to stop right there because this can only go off into something bad.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I guess I just kind of admitted I was the sad guy in a gangbang. Did I? I don't know.
Dave, just it's okay. We're now the support group. We're video store clerks. Now we're just a support group. For Dave.
Maybe we shouldn't go live.
Oh no, buddy, I'm down for that. What did you watch? What did you watch, Dave?
What the fuck did I watch? Oh, Yellow Jackets. So I checked. Oh yeah, you mentioned that. Fucking Yellow Jackets on Showtime because, like, I thought about I would click on it and then just be like, ah, this ain't for me. But in all the horror groups I'm in on Facebook, like, at least 3 times a day, someone would talk about it.
Right.
I'd see something about this show. All right, I gotta check it out and see what all the hubbub's about. It was pretty damn good, and it's pretty damn freaky, and it's pretty damn disturbing. So it's about high school girls soccer team that's going off to nationals.
Interesting.
And they're on a plane, and the plane crashes.
Oh.
In the woods. Now, right there, I was like, oh, fucking lost, fucking for, oh, my God.
Lord, why?
But the plane crash in this one is fucking brutal.
Yeah, it is.
And they go back and forth between the girls at that age and the girls as adults. And as adults, number one, Juliette Lewis is in it.
One of my biggest crushes.
But the best one is Christina Ricci is in it. Ricci.
Okay, well, now you have my attention.
And I didn't even know it was her until I saw her name in the credits. I was like, who the fuck was she? And my wife was like, she's that fucking crazy girl.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, she has a part in that, oh my, because I've had a crush on her when I was a kid when she was in Addams Family.
Oh,
who
yeah.
didn't?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wednesday Addams.
But in this, oh, she'll scare the shit out of you in this show. And get like 5-6 episodes in, oh my God, she gets even crazier. It's one of those things, her character is easy to fool, to trick. I'm trying not to give spoilers, is why I stopped.
Well, okay, someone needs to let me borrow their Showtime account.
Has her handcuffed in her basement, right? You have to watch the show to find out why.
It's a good show. From what I've watched,
she has kidnapped. Like she's trying to trick her to. What the fuck was that? Is everybody okay?
I was just throwing away.
It sounded like somebody fell.
yeah, I fell.
Somebody was cracking.
No, I was just I was throwing away the trash. I was being, you know, responsible and stuff. And
anyway, I was like, girls like that are easy to fool, but they're also easy to snap too. They snap real fucking fast. And check her out in this show, man. She'll fucking blow you away.
She did. Yeah, she did. All of them did a great job in that. Yeah, Juliette Lewis and everything. That's a good show.
Juliette Lewis.
I'm really picky about her. I'm really picky about her though, because there's sometimes she irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Which one, Lewis?
Yeah, Juliette Lewis. But the thing is, I've talked to her briefly on Instagram before because she, her fiance is the drummer for Rage Against the Machine.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Brad Wilk. And yeah, I talked to her about drums for a brief second on there once, and it was pretty cool. But like, I'm a big Natural Born Killers fan, and I love her in that. And she was, you know, Cape Fear and all that shit. But there's sometimes where it's just like, okay, I'm a big fan of her dad's work. Her dad was a fucking master at his craft. But Salem's Lot, Double Impact, and fucking 50,000 other fucking movies he was in.
Yeah. But one of my favorite underrated actors, anyone that knows Sci-Fi Channel will immediately recognize this name, Benjamin Bratt. The hardest working son of a bitch in any movie. He's in everything.
And I also went back. I don't even know how it happened. What made me even think of the show? Even though I loved the show when it was out. Episodes of The Shield.
Oh, dude, that's so crazy you said that. Because I've been wanting to go back and rewatch that. I love that fucking show.
Yeah, I forgot about so much shit. Like, I forgot Forrest Whitaker was even in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I went right to that season. Yeah, because that's the one where Shane kills Lem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went back and started watching that. I was like, man, this is some good shit.
That last episode, they could have kept going. God damn it! I love that fucking show.
I watch almost anything with Walt Goggins in it.
Yeah,
dude, they got
Goggins is
Walter Goggins.
Goggins. Yeah. Goggins. Goggins.
Thank God he got cast in The Shield. Because it was because of that we got to see him and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
that shit was funny too.
Oh, and in the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
He was great. That was probably the biggest paycheck he's received.
He was the bad guy in Fat Man with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that movie was dope.
I haven't seen that one. I'm kind of curious about that.
It's interesting, but it's fun. Yeah, guy's a great actor.
Michael Chiklis was fucking goddamn.
The commish.
Went from the commish to that.
My favorite.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My favorite thing Michael Chiklis has been in is basically, if anyone's familiar, and it's not horror, but it's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He comes in as like some sort of life coach, and I'm like, holy shit, they actually got Michael Chiklis to do this to try to teach someone to be straight who was gay.
Yeah,
it was hysterical because
Michael Chiklis, I finally watched that Don't Look Up movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's actually in that.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean,
he plays like an Alex Jones type person.
Oh, yeah, he does. That's right.
And it was just cool to see him.
I didn't care for that movie.
I haven't seen it. I've seen clips of it. I haven't seen it yet. I want to watch it, but I've heard different things about it.
The message too is it's just like too
heavy handed.
Blatant, yeah. It's like
you could have got the same message in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I will say, like Leonardo, I'm turning into a Leonardo DiCaprio fan.
He was good
just now.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh, he's amazing. Dude,
when
Django Unchained, and then I'm turning to a fan.
Critters,
dude, three. Departed, Departed,
it's the Departed.
Critters 3 is by far Leo's best movie.
And
I'm
really starting to get away from only knowing him from Growing Pains.
Right. You really? Everybody else is
Titanic. I still see that fucking haircut he had.
You've never seen Titanic? Like, literally, this is one of the biggest movies of all time. Not like
I've never seen it.
What? Wow.
Okay, it's not a bad movie.
Avoided the Titanic, and I've never seen The Notebook.
Oh God, The Notebook. I'm not even gonna get into that fucking movie. I've watched it twice. I've watched The Notebook fucking twice, and both times was during breakups. But I will say the last time I watched The Notebook, I had some of the best sex of my life. That's all I'm gonna say.
So that's why you watched it.
There's a lot of reasons why I watched it the last time.
You're just like The Notebook, you know. Yeah, that's right. So great.
Yeah. It's a crying mess, and it's a good lay.
When I have a bad day and I'm feeling tense, I'm just like, honey, you want to watch a movie tonight? And pull out the notebook.
Well, usually when I'm feeling intense, I'm like, hey, honey, do you want to watch an anal cunt concert?
Because it makes you laugh.
And my recent ex, I will say this, my recent ex, she would be all about it. And that's cool.
That band was awesome. I didn't know about that band until you guys.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
It's too fucking funny.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. We could do it. Don't even get me started, Anal Cunt. I love that fucking band.
As soon as I saw the Motley Crue Livewire cover, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this is fucking too much.
Well, you got to hear their Oi version of Staying Alive. Come on.
Wait, what? They did the Bee Gees Staying Alive cover? What?
They did everything.
They put an album out called 40 Hits or whatever the fuck it was. And one of the songs on there is American Woman, and they did a killer version of that. They also covered Great Southern Trendkill from Pantera. And
interesting. That's a very interesting cover.
Well, the lead singer, Seth Putnam, he was actually on Great Southern Trendkill. He was on that album. Really? He did backing vocals for two or three songs on that. And he was actually really good friends with the guys in I Hate God. He was Phil Anselmo, who's actually on 40 More Reasons to Hate Us, which is an Anal Cunt album, which I have on tape, on cassette, on most of it. Yeah, they're just – seriously, we need to move on, or I'm going to just completely take over with Anal Cunt.
It's just the name. YouTube, okay, well, Butthole Surfers is good, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Butthole Surfers, man. You can't.
They're dope.
Fucking weird ass fucking, you know, the Lord is a monkey. Hey, a dope of her ass.
I always like the wooden song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus built my hot rod.
Oh, they do all well.
Built my hot rod.
It was Ministry, but Dickie was the vocalist on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm just like, this is totally something like Butthole Surfers.
That was a dope song.
That's pretty good. We should start a cover band.
Sing it as Rocky. You be the front man for the cover band and talk as Rocky.
Okay. You have to pick
out songs like "Same Old Situation" and like shit like that.
Turn into like, you know, Jesus built my heart, bro.
Just butcher.
Oh, all right, man, don't be cruel, man. Let me tell you right now. So,
yes,
yes.
Okay, yeah, you gotta get down. Man. Let me tell you.
How about "Mother" right by Danzig?
Hey, mother, tell your children not to hold my hand.
Oh my God, that's actually pretty great.
Tell your children not to walk my way. I used to do it in fucking karaoke, okay?
As Elvis or...
it doesn't matter. You can do it as Elvis, Danzig, or Jim Morrison. It doesn't matter.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I'll do the cowbell, but I'll dress as Elvis.
There you go.
Elvis, but not dressed as Elvis.
But no shit. Like, I'm actually like
playing the cowbell dressed as Elvis. And he's not. I don't know. I'm just thinking of fucked up shit to do.
No, I'm actually related to Elvis on my mom's side. My grandmother, her and my aunt, when he died, they went to his funeral.
What was that fucking movie where Brendan Fraser played Elvis? Some kind of fucked up horror movie type shit.
No. That was Bruce Campbell in
Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, Bubba Hotep. He's amazing.
There's a newer movie that just came out not too long ago.
Brendan Fraser playing Elvis?
Yeah. Interesting. I forget what the fuck it was called. I think
he quit smoking. I don't think Brendan Fraser, but I don't know.
I need to start leaving the laptop fucking open.
I'm already on
it. Oh, you got it? All right, good. He's on it. And I also watched Ghostbusters Afterlife for like the eighth time.
I'm going to watch it a little bit again.
Is someone messing with your laptop?
It had fucking, what's his name in it? Frodo in it.
You mean Elijah Wood?
Frodo. Yeah, that's,
his name is Frodo.
Forever Frodo.
No, he plays the yellow man. Yellow bastard.
Like, for some reason, I went through YouTube and I was finding clips from the Wayne's World movies with Ed O'Neill.
Oh, my God.
just those clips.
You stab a man.
He's like, if you stab a man in his winter, steam will rise up from the wounds.
Yeah, steam, yeah. I got smoke in the brain.
The Pawn Shop Chronicles is the name of the movie with Brendan Fraser.
Okay. You check that out.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I'll tell you, that'd be awesome. Brand new Cadillac, baby.
Brand new Cadillac.
Teen, I should watch this. It's pretty sweet. Like, it's got fucking Paul Walker plays a crackhead or a meth head.
What? Have I seen
Paul Walker? You mean before the car?
Clearly.
That's how he wrapped the car.
That was awful. Let's edit.
No, let's not. Keep it.
But for oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Talking about a dead celebrity. Oh, fuck.
No. I just think of just like Vin Diesel. Nobody's stronger than
Vin. He's going to keep fucking with Dwayne Johnson, and he's going to beat his ass.
I want to see that.
Half the people on that fucking island. He's going to keep pushing his luck, and that's going to be it.
And I think
Fast of the Furious movie will be the last Fast movie.
Vin Diesel will just show up with all of his cast members from the Fast and the Furious franchise, and it's just The Rock's just like, shit.
And then they realize The Rock is the only one with a career still because of those fucking movies. God, I hate those fucking movies so much. Jesus Christ.
Vin Diesel is using those movies to fund his nerdy ambitions, like the Riddick movie. Bloodshot.
My kid.
Or Pacifier.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you saw that piece of shit. Yeah, right. You laughed. You saw it. I used to own it. My bad.
I saw it when it was Kindergarten Cop.
It essentially was Kindergarten Cop.
Got really awkwardly quiet. I guess I'm better.
I just like having awkward silences just to like see what happens next.
But we all should have picked up at once, yeah.
Like, I won't do it when we go live, but I'll do it now.
I don't know, that would be funny here and really weird.
Just seeing everybody's face just like go from laughing to nothing.
Because people are going to think they lost their connection or something.
we should just have moments like when we go live. Where like we just nod at each other and we just like freeze for like 2 or 3 seconds. Just to like fuck with people.
I'll even set up like a short video of static.
Well, it's that's like, amazing. Like, I love that.
Well, it's like Typo Negative. I don't know if you're all Typo Negative fans, but every time they put out an album, they would have like the first or second track would be like
static
or like just some kind of weird noise or whatever. I mean, on their album October Rust, the first track is just and then the second track is them being like, "Hey yo, thanks for picking up our album October Rust."
Hey Adrian,
Adrian,
I did it.
What are you doing? Are you into the three seashells? What the fuck?
Oh my god!
You watched Demolition Man, didn't you?
Oh my god, Demolition Man. Okay, we need to talk about Demolition Man. That movie, wow.
Great fucking movie.
This podcast, wow.
Shoot, Demolition Man started, and then I watched like the first 20 minutes, and I turned it off and went to Commando.
Commando shit. Is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's climbing.
It makes no sense. There's just explosions, and Arnold like, "God, get down the chopper."
What are you doing, Benny? Get in the chopper.
Whenever Strong fires that fucking missile launcher. Done.
Yeah.
Then he
hey, John, what are you doing, John?
You did not know my daughter was Alyssa Milano. Who's the boss?
She doesn't even look like me.
What does he do?
No shit.
Terminator.
No shit. Like, when I first started learning when I was younger, how to record on a VCR, the first VHS that the first VHS that I used up had Commando and no shit, Suburban Commando on it.
Oh, see, no. We were
just talking about it last night.
Oh, my God.
I finally found it on YouTube.
Suburban Commando is so bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
Man, my dad took me to go see that movie when I was a kid.
That's fucking funny.
I was a whole maniac.
After fucking stopping my mom will shoot, and then...
Because I went looking for it, but then I gave them too long, because by the time I finally found the movie, it was like, I don't really want to watch that anymore.
That happens a lot.
Okay, one of the movies that people give... One of the people...
I got on Hulu to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then a fucking Commando popped up first thing, so I was like, fucking bet.
No contest, Brooklyn, right?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Suburban Commando, it almost seems like it goes well together.
Right?
They reference...
Yeah, I forgot all about that show.
They reference so many things, and it's mostly 80s movies, and then John McClane references.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I hate Andy Samborg, or whatever his fucking name is.
Samborg. I am a robot.
Which I'm looking over here at my VHS copy of Cyborg. Maybe that's the reason why I said that. which is one of Jean-Claude Van Damme's best movies, okay? I don't care what everybody says. Cyborg.
Oh, Cyborg is pretty great.
I loved fucking Van Damme when I was a kid, man. Universal Soldier and Double Impact were my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've got Double Impact. Double Impact was one of my favorites as a kid because of many reasons. One, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the shit. But also, there's a really good love scene in that movie that I used to pause and freak
out. We're the one, we're the one. He got drunk and he thinks he's
imagining, his brother's fucking his woman and he's not, but you see her titties and that's okay.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like hitting shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah. And actually, and Juliet Lewis's dad is in that movie.
He was their father or whatever, right?
But he was the one that took him in. He was the one that took him in because the parents were killed at the beginning of it. What will happen to my boys? Never know.
Yeah, I was always the Bloodsport guy.
Oh yeah, Bloodsport kickboxer. Yeah, dude. I used to be a huge fan. Huge fan of him.
Hard Target was really
Death cool. Warrant.
Time Cop.
Time Cop is great. Yeah, the original, not the remake, not the sequels.
They remade that?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, it's not good.
Without Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hey, well, wait a second. We can't forget about the... If we're going to talk about Jean-Claude...
Who wants to say it? Say it.
JCVD. What happened?
Chuck.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Chuck Van Damme out.
Can you hear me?
Oh, no. Okay. Now we got you.
Okay. I didn't know I disappeared. What the fuck?
We all disappeared.
the movie with Dennis Rodman that he did is what I was talking about.
Oh.
Duet or duel or whatever the fuck it's called. Double Team. That's right. He does a lot of double movies.
I thought you were going to say Street Fighter.
Double Team.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
I will say,
fucking Raul Julia is like, I'm going to take over the world. And it's just, he's like this classically trained actor that's in this fucking outfit saying this crazy shit.
It was his last movie, too. But I will say,
Street Fighter, yes.
The one I told you about, they got on the fucking island and he was the fucking tour guide or whatever.
Yeah. Like I, when it comes to Street Fighter, though, I watched something earlier about that. Somebody had posted, it was a fucking TikTok. Okay, I get fucking sucked in. All right, fucking sucked in. But somebody,
you're the sad guy in the gangbang.
I'm never the sad guy in the gangbang.
Dave, just like zing.
But
maybe you're projecting, Mr. TikTok.
Well, you never know. Whatever. I'm a loser, whatever. I'll accept it. But there, somebody posted about the best scene in that movie, and it was a scene with Raul Julia talking to, I can't remember her name, the Asian girl, but I can't remember her fucking name. God damn it. But he's talking to her and she's like talking about like all this horrible stuff he did, whatever. And he's like, he's mixing a drink and stuff. And he's like, that it might have been a horrible traumatic experience for you, but for me, it was a Tuesday.
Oh, I remember that line.
And I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. We're not talking about Julia. We're talking about Julia.
And they build her up like she's going to finally get revenge on this fucking guy that torched her village or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Did.
And she comes out with this huge speech ready to fight. And he's just like, that was just another day of the week for me.
Yeah.
I'm a dickhead. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'll take your word for it.
It was a very Gomez line in a movie that was just so absurd. I think he was just like a nod to the fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was really upset when he died, actually. He was a damn good actor.
That was his last movie.
That was his last movie.
Yeah, it was his last movie.
Way over the top with it.
He did it for his kids, too. I remember seeing something about that. I'm like, that's so great.
I mean, did you ever see the movie fucking Salvador, whatever it's called? Where it's Richard Dreyfuss and him, and Richard Dreyfuss is an actor who actually has to play this dictator or whatever the fuck that died. And they were like, no, we can't let anybody know that he died. So, and Raul Julia is in it as like his sister or some shit. Yeah, fuck that movie. Anyway, you mentioned real quick, the JCVD movie. I'm trying to show that I said that right. I get, you know, when it comes to letters, I get confused. Believe me.
A, B, C, D, G, F, C, A.
Yeah, see, it happens. But that movie actually wasn't that bad. I mean, for those that don't know, Jean-Claude Van Damme plays himself. And he goes to a French bank, and they get taken over by, you know, they become hostages, and the people who are holding them hostage that are robbing the bank notice that it's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Now, and it becomes basically a Die Hard situation, but there's a scene in that movie that is actually very, very, like, heartwarming. And when I say that, it's because it's Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's a monologue he's doing. I guess he's like in an elevator shaft or some shit. And he's looking at the camera, and he's basically like, he's telling everyone, like, this has been my life. This is what I do. I fucked up a lot. You know, like, what really have I done? And the thing is, though, the whole monologue, if I remember correctly, most of it was just him talking. It wasn't in the script. And he's basically like pouring his heart out in this whole thing. And as a kid growing up loving Jean-Claude Van Damme, you see something like that, and you kind of get a little bit of a tear in your eye. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, it's not a bad movie. It really wasn't a bad movie. It's a lot better than I thought of it.
Van Damme, and the same thing happened to Dolph Lundgren. They kind of got a shitty deal when they first came in because there was that language barrier there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're actually both, like, especially Van Damme is like crazy fucking talented. And he's crazy in shape still. That motherfucker can still do that split.
Yeah, at 60 years old. But no, Lundgren is actually Lundgren's like a fucking genius. He's like a freaking astrophysicist.
Yeah. you know, another reason why he's a genius? Because I love Dolph Lundgren. I mean, Red Scorpion, Universal Soldier, Punisher.
Universal Soldier, yes. That's what I was thinking of.
Like in Red Scorpion, my favorite fucking scene is it's the opening. You know, he's a Soviet, like, you know, soldier who's drunk as shit. He's kind of pissed off at everything going on. He's shooting up this bar. And I guess his commanding officer comes in and he goes, are you out of your mind? And he goes, no, just out of bullets. And it's like, you are my hero. But that man, the thing that makes Dolph Lundgren so smart, besides his astrophysics shit, because the guy's fucking brilliant, is the fact of he's good on money the rest of his life. He has a contract where he has to put out two movies a year. Okay. Wow. Just two movies. Two movies a year, and he is fucking set. And so that's why you see him in these ridiculous B movies and shit. That's actually how he ended up in Universal Soldier 5000 or whatever the fuck it was. And he's only in it. He's in it for a goddamn 5 minutes. I watched that entire piece of shit movie. Oh, dude, I was so mad about it. Because I was like, okay, we're going to get me and my buddy, me and my old roommate. We were like so hyped about
this. Yeah, because we were like, it's about fucking time. Because I think it was the fourth or fifth sequel or something.
Yeah, it was like the fourth one.
Brought him back.
That Monster Hunter shit he did a few like years ago was pretty decent.
Yeah, what was that called? It was Don't Kill It.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that one and then the other one with Henry Rollins came around roughly the same time.
Oh, my God. Henry Rollins.
Love him. Love him.
Such an underrated actor, speaking of which.
Another really talented, really, really smart guy that, you know, tells it how he sees it.
I've met him twice, and you would not believe how short he is.
Yeah, he's only like 5'8".
Yeah, he's tiny. And he's not bulky like he thought he was.
He's like short.
He's not bulky?
He's not bulky. He's a small dude. I'm 5'10", okay? He's a little bit shorter than me.
He's probably the same size like this Glenn Danzig. He's not big.
Right.
Oh, no, yeah. Danzig's like 4'9". No, he's not that short. He's just short. He's like 5'2", 5'3", something like that.
But everybody thinks that Rollins is this big, giant dude. He's not. He really isn't. And
kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not that big when you meet him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's like maybe 5'10".
Really? Yeah. I thought he was like 6'4". Damn.
He probably had surgeries. Like on his hip and his back and shit.
On his penis.
When you get shit like fused and replaced, it'll actually make you shorter.
Because we used to see him every year whenever we used to go to the Arnold Classic in Ohio.
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, he's very big on showing up to those events because, like, you know, that's what made him his money. He was just unknown, Austrian.
Arnold was going to win the whole fucking – because Arnold did not give a fuck.
Nope.
He was going to be successful and make it to the top, and he did not give a fuck who was in his way. Like, when he was a bodybuilder, Franco Colombo, they were like brothers.
Yeah.
They both came to America together, and he did not give a shit.
Yeah.
He came to competing, you weren't going to beat Arnold neither. You weren't going to psych him out.
We'll just ignore his role as the handsome stranger in what the fuck was that movie called? It was a Western. It was The Handsome Stranger.
He was in a Western?
It was his first movie. I can't remember the fucking name.
Stranger. But he's handsome.
Well, and then his dad, his voice is overdubbed. It's not his voice. He's the handsome. Yeah.
Hello, I am the handsome stranger.
That's amazing. What are you doing?
Hey, yo. I'm a stranger and I'm handsome. What?
Hey, you say, you guess, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah.
Is that what I sound like? Hey, boo-boo.
Are you picking a basket?
Get your fucking hands off my picnic basket.
Hey, yo, if you can just get your hand off my picnic basket, that'd be great. Like, I don't really want you to take my – I'll just kick your ass or my mom was going to shoot.
I got to get my fruits and vegetables in for today, boo-boo. Fuck off.
That'd be a whole different movie.
Hey, boo-boo, you're just a tiny thing. I pick you up and throw you in the fire, huh?
Stop or my boo-boo will shoot.
The crossover you never expected.
Hey, boo-boo.
But now what?
Pitch his best.
I don't know why he sounded French. Oui,
oui. Oui, oui. Hey, oui, oui, man, you know. Croissant.
Meets Rocky Balboa.
A croissant. A couture. Okay. A couture. It's a fucking sandwich.
A cheese omelette.
Omelette. Yeah, blah. Blah, blah.
No, you got to say.
Michael Blah.
Michael Blah.
Smile, you son of a bitch. That should have been Jaws the Revenge.
That should have been, yeah. Instead of Dennis Quaid, it could have been. Oh, wait, was Jaws the Revenge the third one or the second one?
Okay, third. Yo, Hoagie, bring down the plane. Land the plane, Hoagie.
Dave's not here,
Revenge was the fourth one.
Dave's not here. What are you talking about? Dave is here.
Does nobody hear me? Or are y'all fucking with me?
You talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
You must be talking to me. Nobody else here, just me.
All these
impressions will go into the trailer. It'll be
outstanding. Oh, God. Taxi Driver. Wow.
Oh, boy. One of the best one of some of the best, like, violent, bloody scenes. I mean, they're realistic as shit.
Yeah, some of them
never see a movie like that again. I guarantee.
I'll kill you.
They will never
make it
a Taxi Driver.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Crazy son of a bitch, you! I'll kill you.
The director of Taxi Driver did a movie recently with Ethan Hawke where it was like a religious movie, but it was a really twisted one. It was really, really good, and I wish I remember the name of it. But holy fuck,
Scorsese.
No, the director of Taxi Driver came back to directing because it was like he didn't make a movie since like Taxi Driver.
I thought Taxi Driver was by Scorsese.
No, it just seems like one.
Scorsese's because, in it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Who made fucking Taxi Driver then?
I can't remember. He was just like
Scorsese too.
No?
What was it?
Oh my God, Dave, get the fucking laptop out already. We're an hour into the show.
actually, we're like 40 minutes into the show. There was a good 20, 30 minutes we weren't.
They don't need to know.
But they'll know. Oh, they'll know.
Oh God, all of this is going to be on the internet.
You know, when Taxi Driver came out, that was back in the day when directors could and would do shit that was different. That was back like in the Faces of Death days and...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, when they wanted to do something different.
Yep.
That's you know, when crazy.
Crazy shit like Rollerball, not the remake, God. The 2000s.
Or Prayer for the Rubber Boys.
Yeah, Scorsese directed.
Ha! He did? Well, someone
are
must
you
have
thinking of the writer?
The writer. Okay, the writer. Okay, you're right.
Oh, that's Paul Schrader's the same guy that directed Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Paul Schrader.
He's inside me, Grady.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Dude, you said like a half hour ago, the first videotape you ever had where you taped something, the first one mm-hmm. I ever had was a Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and a Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Nice. Okay, I can dig that, though.
It's all about Dream Warriors.
The second one that I did was Child's Play 2 and Puppet Master 2. So, yeah.
Okay, Child's Play 2 was amazing.
Child's Play 2.
Child's Play 2 was amazing. Three was
my dad
was
probably
okay.
Doesn't listen to the show, and in fact, I'm sure he doesn't. Even I'm sure he took it off. But you know, especially looking back on it, my dad was cool as fuck. He took me to go see these movies when I was a kid.
Awesome. If your dad listened
and
to this show,
fuck me up.
Not at all.
Do I seem fucking crazy to you? A
little bit.
Just a teensy.
Movies like that make you more creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
They don't make you violent.
No,
not like video games.
I was raised on fucking James Bond movies. My dad would watch James Bond movies. And then I got older, and I was going to watch some James Bond movies with my son, and then I realized, what the fuck is my dad thinking? These movies are not for children.
I mean, James Bond's kind of tame. I mean, it's just a bunch of people.
Pussy galore. I don't need my nine-year-old going to school and like naming things pussy galore.
Yeah, but when we were kids, we didn't know what the fuck it meant.
No.
Like all the sex scenes I saw, I didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, no.
They were just... like,
remember when Freddie killed Tina with the needles? He had the needle fingers and
yeah.
I didn't know what that shit was. I thought
he didn't kill Tina. He didn't kill Tina with the needle fingers.
New set of knives on each hand.
He didn't kill her with the needles.
I went back and watched Alf not too long ago, and that shit is not made for children.
Alf. He's eating the cat.
Like, oh yeah, that bastard's eating cats.
There was so much shit I didn't get whenever I was a kid when I watched that I was laughing my ass off about.
And my parents knew I watched Married with Children and In Living Color.
Oh, In Living Color.
The jokes. Yeah, like the men on skits. I didn't put it together.
Yeah.
I just thought they were doing funny voices.
That was obvious.
Fire Marshal Bill.
I think
Fire
another
Marshall
kid at school
Bill.
Told
me
they were
amazing.
Good.
It's like no Santa Claus.
And like when for science class, I did a skit where I dressed up as Homie the Clown. Because it was so, so hot back then. You know, I was in middle school, dude.
That's hilarious.
And the teacher was so cool, he let me do it.
That's amazing. Homie don't play that.
Aside and was like, Dave, that was.
What are you doing, man? Homie don't play that.
Homie don't play that.
That's funny.
He wouldn't let me hit funny. The other kid with the sock, though.
That's a shame. You can't. I mean, you need to be in character. Come on.
I stuffed that motherfucker too. I was ready.
That's what she said.
Damn it, I gotta get one. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
You can't do your own.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna fucking lie and wait. That's what she said.
Now this is an Office tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't work with everything.
I love how off the cuff we are. It's great.
We're not on the cuff. We're in a completely different stratosphere. What are you talking
about?
You know,
we cover. You know what the thing is? We cover so many things in one episode. I think it's okay though. It's okay because we give a little bit of information from different places.
It's what sets us apart. I mean, you want a scripted podcast? Guess what? I got good fucking news for you. There's a million of them.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, I used
all over the place. Fun and educational.
Yeah, I mean, I used to hang out at record stores. I used to hang out at comic book stores. I used to hang out at fucking video stores. And you know what those conversations were? Exactly like this.
I mean, yeah, probably worse too.
I miss old video stores, man.
Same. I used to hang out at movie stores all the time, and they're just like, you know, are you gonna go home yet?
Yeah, I just see the store.
We used to always hang out at Video Express back in the day.
Yeah, I remember being so excited when I was real little. Like, I first kind of learned to read, so I could read the titles that were on the videotapes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I had my parents do was take me to the video store.
Oh, the video stores.
Such good times.
Mm-hmm.
Then no matter what time you got there, you could have got there first thing in the fucking morning when the new release came out. Guess what? None of them are going to be in.
Nope. Just that empty case.
One time I sat there, fucking my dad again took me to the video store like a half hour before they were supposed to fucking open. Walked in there, first customer of the day. Guess what? All the Freddy's Dead were checked out.
Bullshit. Fucking
bullshit.
I love that movie.
Thank you.
I don't care. I love that movie.
One of the worst sequels, Jason Goes to Hell.
Bullshit.
Oh my god.
Oh, even when I was a kid, I thought that movie sucked.
Look. Okay. So apparently we're gonna differ on this one.
You're the first person I ever met that had anything positive to say about it. So you know what? I really want to hear it.
Okay, well here's the thing. Jason Goes to Hell. All right, I'm a big Friday the 13th fan. Jason Goes to Hell was different. It was honestly, and the fucked up thing is, as a kid, it was one of the first ones I watched. But it was different from the other one. The first couple I watched, it was always like fucking 3, 4, and 5. And then Jason Goes to Hell. I had a buddy, who his dad would record everything off HBO and all that shit, and watched Jason Goes to Hell. One, I always liked the name, Jason Goes to Hell. I always thought it was really cool. There's also the cool little camping scene. And as a kid, you know, if you watch the unrated version, you see Bush, when he puts that fucking thing that, she, you know, she's riding that guy and like they put
and he cuts her in half.
Yeah. And then that's a great scene anyway. I mean, fuck it. That's great. But it was different. There's a lot of homages to different movies or whatever. And they added way too much than they should have, but it was different. It was an interesting take on things. Yes, that movie has so many flaws and it's ridiculous, but it's still a fun movie.
The spirit jumping from body to body went on entirely too long.
It really did. It really did. It's like, we get it.
It should have ended immortal. With the dude in the morgue.
Yes.
And then we moved on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That probably would have fixed it, because I will say the opening scene when the FBI or the SWAT team or whatever.
Yeah.
That was cool because you kind of didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the end when Freddy's glove comes up. That was Yeah, I got excited then.
Yeah, oh, of course. That was the first times they did that.
But that was Kane Hodder's hand. That wasn't even Robert Englund's hand.
Probably
but
10 years later, we finally got Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, because they went through like over 300, 400 fucking screenplays that didn't work.
Oh, so some of them were bad.
Yeah, I've seen some of the ideas for that. It was like, wow.
There was one where I remember they were going to fight in a boxing ring and Freddy was going to morph to like the hammer that rings the bell,
Jesus,
or something, and like a Jack in the Box at one point when they were in the box. Oh, dude, some of them were bad.
Well, this is why we're glad that wasn't made in the 80s or early 90s.
Oh, God.
They would have made that shit today, though, guaranteed.
Coming full circle, you mentioned about the found footage.
Yeah.
Had they have done a Friday the 13th movie, found footage before Blair Witch came out, it would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah.
Which, never hike alone, YouTube. It's right. Fan film. It's found footage, and it's actually really fucking good.
That's one movie. One movie that no one's mentioned. Has anyone watched Kung Fury?
Kung Fury. Which one is that?
Kung Fury is like, it was supposed to, it was like a kickstarted movie, and they're making a sequel at some point, and it's...
Oh, yes! It looks like an old video game.
It's so dumb, Triceracop.
It's so bad.
And it's got Mecha Hitler.
It's like an 8-year-old with a brain fucking, like,
It was made by the Swedes, so, you know.
I'm not saying 8-year-olds don't have brains. I'm just saying, like, you have to have a big brain to be a director or writer of this horrible piece of shit.
Was that like that like little like 7-minute short thing that they had on Netflix or some shit?
They extended it to like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sequel just came out.
Oh, it did?
I just kept thinking about Kung Fu Hustle there for a hot minute.
Well, hold on. It says 2022, so let me check. David Sandberg. Is that Paul Sandberg's son? I don't know. I guess I'll have to fucking Google that too. It just said it's scheduled to be released in the U.S. in 2022.
Finally, I get to see what happens when the arcade machine comes alive.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the president?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the president?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing.
And
Putin's in it too?
Yeah, somebody plays Adolf Hitler.
It was amazing and fantastic.
Jorma Taccone?
Jesus.
Well, no. They had a part in it called Hacker Man. It's just like Hacker Man.
Jorma from fucking.
Some dude plays Thor. I am not bullshitting you.
I have a friend named Thor. This is real name.
It's just Chris Hemsworth.
I'm just going to read the names of the characters in this movie. Kung Fury, Colt Magnum, the President, Thor, Ray Porter, Adolf Hitler, aka Kung Fury.
Oh my God, Kung Fury! Lord,
a computer whiz named Hacker
Man.
I'm not kidding.
I know. The movie's amazing. Damn it! Now I want to watch David Kung Fury.
David Hasselhoff plays a character named Hoff 9000.
Oh boy, David Hasselhoff,
a member of the Fury team that transforms into a car.
That's like that cartoon Turbo team.
I gotta say this real quick though. David Hasselhoff recently came out with a metal song. You may have heard that.
It's not bad.
It actually isn't that bad. I hate to admit that, but it's a lot better than that German song he did for Germany.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
me and Dave watched Corey Feldman do Cry Little Sister.
I was just thinking that
too.
Oh yeah,
I really want to go see Corey Feldman play live.
I don't.
It looked like it would be a good time.
No, I will, just because the stage show that he's got set up is like batshit crazy looking.
Well, considering the fact that like he has a bunch of like women dressed like angels playing instruments, and I don't even think any of them know how to play. I think it's just
they don't. They're really off key.
And,
but it's just part of the show.
He comes out with like a fucking one of those hoverboard things, and he falls off of it.
He's
so good.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's completely lost it because his friggin' like his what brother or best friend died. So
yeah. Rest in peace, Corey Haim. Yeah, man.
Prayer of the Roller Boys was also the shit.
That's right. Prayer. I mentioned that earlier. Prayer for the Roller Boys. Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, when that movie came out, I didn't understand the racism and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they were basically
Nazis
after the KKK on rollerblades.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
What are those hoods? Oh, they just have white hoods. That's cool.
Well, they didn't have hoods.
They didn't have hoods. They're all dressed in white. Yeah.
And they were on rollerblades.
Kind of
with rollerblades.
Yeah.
They were trying to keep up with Christian Slater in Gleaming the Cube.
That movie's dope.
I love that movie though. Yeah.
Gleaming the Cube sounds so dirty.
Gleaming the Cube. Gleaming the Cube and Pump Up the Volume. Those are two movies that I especially Pump Up the Volume.
That it's sounds why I super 90s. Pump Up the Volume.
Completely. Unless you listen to NOFX. NOFX had an album called Pump Up the Volume.
Cuffs was the coolest thing because they spelled it with a K. Bang.
Yeah, Cuffs was great. No, I love Cuffs. That movie's hilarious.
Cuffs with a K?
Yeah, he talks to the camera like he's Zach Morris or some shit. It's good. That movie is good, though, actually. I've been thinking about watching that. I'm going to watch that here soon.
I want to watch The Wizard. Sheriff.
The Wizard?
Disney, I watched Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
California.
Nice. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Talk about a movie that was like completely like, oh my God, Satan and everything when the movie came out.
Kid, I didn't know it was about fucking Nazis and shit. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah, I know. Disney. Good old Disney and their...
They're hidden agendas.
Oh, hidden Lion King agendas. Was the last Disney movie I watched when I was a kid. That part at the beginning, man, like, fuck these movies. You're, like, traumatizing my fucking ass.
Well, in Lion King, you realize when you're watching Lion King later on down the road...
That shit was horrible.
And you realize that Scar, like, there's like a bunch of like, there's a bunch of dead animals, and there's one in particular, and it's actually like Mufasa's dead body.
Oh, geez.
And you don't realize that until you get older.
This kind of shit. Between that and Never Ending Story,
we're talking about blood and gore, and as soon as we talk dead Mufasa, you're just like, no, I can't.
Next, we'll talk Bambi.
It wasn't Freddy and Jason movies that fucked me up. It was the fucking Never Ending Story.
Oh, God, Never Ending Story.
That, yeah.
Never Ending Story was definitely adult oriented because you're just like, where are those topless statues in this movie? I'm not complaining, but like, what are those? Like when you're a kid.
Yeah. I just know I sat and watched this fucking horse. I'm not even going to talk about it. That's it. I'm done.
Dave's getting into therapeutic issues now.
Fucking, if anybody has a number or a website I can go to with someone I can fucking talk to about this shit.
Oh, the suicide hotline. Call 1-800.
Oh, yeah. The second Never Ending Story was one of the most horrible fucking things. Even when I was in the fifth grade and rented that shit at the video store. Video store, shout out. Boom. I thought it was fucking horrible. Yeah, that was the one Jonathan Brandis was in. It was complete shit.
Fun fact, rest in peace, Jack John Black Brandon. Was in the third movie.
Never got that far.
I didn't watch the third one because I thought the second one sucked so bad, even when I was in the fifth grade. Oh,
I didn't know there was a third one.
Yeah, apparently they made a third one and Jack Black was in it. I'm like, poor Jack Black.
You got to start somewhere.
Poor Jack Black, are you kidding me? That guy has one hell of a fucking life.
That's right. You know what other movie? Return to Oz.
Oh, yeah. I need to see that.
That's a very dark movie.
Yeah.
Firuza Balk as a witch.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, as a witch, not as a witch, but as Dorothy.
She was Dorothy.
Okay, well, I need to watch this now.
She was a witch and the worst witch when she was younger, and then she was in The Craft.
Who were the
Balk's hot? I don't care.
The Water Boy. Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I saw her boobies and I liked them.
Them too.
Mama said.
Look, Ma, it's the devil.
Roy Orbison's like face on Henry Winkler's ass. Come on now.
Oh my God, that's an image burned into my retina. Sadly,
in middle school, we had a Friday. There was one class I had, and it was our computer class. And on Fridays, if Mr. Harden, that was his fucking name, if he was feeling generous, he'd let us watch a movie, and he wheeled in the fucking TV and the VCR, and he put Waterboy. And he put in Waterboy, and when it got to the scene, like, he was trying to, like, hide Hingewinker's ass from everybody. Because he was like, oh, I forgot about this. Oh, he's, like, freaking out.
So trying to hide Henry Winkler's ass.
Well, me and my friends are trading porn in the back room. Yeah, it's okay, dude.
I still remember we were watching movies in school, and they would put on Cool Runnings. I'm like, what the hell is this movie? I'm just, like, dying laughing by the end of the movie.
I love that fucking movie.
I think that was Dougie Doug's. I think what was happening was that was Dougie Doug's career going down the toilet.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the speed.
Feel the damn. Why was I in this movie?
But funny enough, Jamaica actually has a bobsled team. Apparently that was a real thing.
Does a guy looks like John Candy like run it?
It was. Yeah, because it was based on a true story. And I think at the time, they even brought it out when the Olympics were coming around again, and it, like nothing worked. Like nobody went to go see the movie, no matter what they did, and that was kind
of
it.
I think like the big muscular dude in that movie. I think he was one of the voodoo guys in that fucking Steven Seagal shit.
Steven Seagal. Oh man,
God, which one? Speaking of
Steven Seagal, Under Siege and Under Siege 2.
Oh God!
Under Siege was good.
Under Siege was good. Tommy Lee Jones did a great job, and what's her name? Whatever the chick that jumps out of the fucking like cake. As a kid, I really appreciated that scene.
I had the boobies memorized in that part when I was a kid, and I had the boobies memorized in Stripes when I was
the boobies
and Trading Places.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. I will have to agree on that.
But we haven't talked about Nicolas Cage and his amazing movie career.
Do we have time?
You're right, we haven't. Do we have to? Is this a segment?
It could be.
Nicolas Cage, I actually just now really started to be a fan.
Me too. Yeah. It's weird because I never was, but my wife was.
Right.
I wasn't a fan until I met him.
Wait, you met Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, he's a nice dude, man.
Yeah, he's and he loves black metal because his son's
in a black metal band.
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
He was filming The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah,
because he was still in like full getup.
That's awesome. Nice.
I got a picture of him in full costume. That's pretty dope.
He listens to Satyricon and Bathory.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Is that Willy Wonderland movie? That shit's fucking sick. I don't care.
No, that movie's awesome. He doesn't say fucking anything in that movie.
I think it's the best movie ever.
I mean, it's great.
I think Mom and Dad were Face Off.
Mom and Dad was just so batshit insane.
When you have a movie like that, that's when you pick up the phone and call Nicolas Cage.
Mandy.
Right.
Just the premise for that movie was just like, what?
He's good in whatever he's in, but if you give him the right shit, get the fuck out of the way.
If you haven't seen Mandy, I'd watch that shit.
Oh, Mandy. I still love that movie.
I still need to watch it.
It's so weird. It's a fever dream.
I need to get really stoned and watch that movie. Every time I get really stoned, I watch something else. I just have to. Sometimes you just can't. I don't know. I want to see it. I know I need to see it, but.
What was the colorful, whatever the fuck.
Oh, the HP Lovecraft.
Space.
Yeah,
that was a good one. I like that. That was cool.
That was a really fucked up movie, too.
And that new one it should be. Pretty good, too.
What was it?
That new one on Shudder.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet, but I wanted
to. I need to see Pig.
Ghostland or whatever. Good. Yeah, I heard
Pig. I don't know about Pig. Like, I'm still not sold on Pig.
But that shit's fucked up, too.
But I guess I should give it a try, but.
Like everything he's done lately is fucking gold.
Oh, yeah. Apparently,
He can't lose now.
Apparently, he's making a movie based on his career. And I really, really want to see that.
What's that called, dude?
I want to see his.
Oh, movie. Yeah.
Because I think it was Superman? Supposed to come out, but the virus fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what it's called, but the trailer looks pretty good for it.
Like, I hope he references the Superman movie and the fact that he's a Coppola, since he never really mentions that ever.
Probably.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was
supposed to reference the Face Off movies.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was hoping that maybe Raising Arizona would get referenced. You know, you never know.
Oh, no, it will. It will, for sure.
Sure have to.
John Goodman crawls out of the mud. Yes.
He's done like fucking 20 movies in like the last 5 years.
I know. Yeah. Nicolas Cage is just like on a bender.
I used to hate him. I used to despise him. And it was because of the Ghost Rider movie he did. Like his
career.
But see, there you go. There's a perfect example of the type of movie not Nicolas Cage in.
Right.
Because the only time he can really do his thing is maybe when he's turning to the rider, but that's for like a second. Then you have the CG fire coming in and you don't get to see his facial expressions.
Yeah. He actually, the reason why Nicolas Cage was Ghost Rider is because of Nicolas Cage. He pretty much paid to be Ghost Rider.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like, here's my money. I want to be this.
I actually, the guy that plays young Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider, Matt Long, me and his brother used to hang out. His parents were my parents' realtors back in the day.
And, wow. Yeah, you know a lot of people.
A few. So, you know, he, nice guy. He's been in a couple of, like, he had his own TV show on WB at one time.
Man, it was called, WB had TV shows.
Yeah, I guess that whole Seventh Heaven scandal screwed that up.
Oh, Jesus. Or that fucking stupid-ass show, Roswell. That was the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life.
It was so bad, I didn't even watch it.
It was like Aliens, but let's make it a soap opera.
And a bad soap opera.
Yeah, it really was.
That was probably what happened with the goddamn show. It was such a shitty soap opera. Oh, we got to bring something into this. Vampires? No.
Aliens.
Oh, yeah. We'll go with aliens. This was before they fucking brought vampires into shitty fucking scripts. Twilight.
You said it before I did.
Because that's all that shit was, too. She had a shitty romance novel that sucked.
Vampires don't sparkle, okay? did Nosferatu, did he gleam?
Fucking vampires. That's it. That's all she fucking did. It was bullshit.
Fuck that. Fuck those books. Fuck that movie. Fuck her. Fuck them all.
And luckily, that dude that was in that movie is going to redeem himself in the new Batman.
Yeah.
Indeed.
The entire love story was Blackula.
Blackula.
Yeah, we watched that for the first time, and it actually wasn't bad. Because the first episode of Psychodistic TV was supposed to be Blackula, but we were just kind of like, man, because it was the 70s, dude. It was a different time. People just blatantly said and did racist shit.
Yeah. And so Blackula didn't fucking glow. He didn't sparkle. Look, if a vampire sparkles or glows, they sparkle. Most likely it's because they're gleaming with all the semen on them. Okay. They're not vampires. All right. I want to see vampires should be like, they should be glowing crimson. All right. Covered in blood from all their victims. Vampires not trying to figure out, not trying to figure out why women stink in the middle of like class. Oh yeah. In the middle of class, because that's what vampires do. They can live during the day. No, they can't. It's fucking stupid. Good God. Don't get me on.
I think of vampires. I think of Lost Boys. And whenever I think people glowing, I think of The Last Dragon and Bruce Leroy.
Lugosi.
Yes. Lugosi.
I'm sorry, I can't. Robert Pattinson, is that his name?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
I saw an interview with him, and he said he was talking to the director. He was like, I don't want to play this character like this. Basically, like, I'm a fucking vampire. I don't think this is the route my character should go.
Yeah, he was really pissed off about the movie. No one hates the movie series more than him.
Right. Well, he probably has other reasons. You know, I mean, he was lucky enough to meet Kristen Stewart, get in a relationship with her, and then get cheated on by her and the director. Boy, I'm sure he really loves those movies these days. Great memories for him.
Wow. I had no idea. It was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. I'm the Batman.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I'm Batman.
The rhyme comes around, bitch.
What goes around comes around, kid. Cypress Hill, brother.
It's just going to suck if this movie comes out, and that fucking sucks after waiting this long and getting pushed back 8,000 times.
Yeah. Are we still talking about the
Batman, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with Ghostbusters, and it delivered.
It did.
Spider-Man did, too, even though I haven't seen it yet. But I can say I actually regret not going to the theaters to see the new Ghostbusters. I kind of wish I did.
Yeah. It was fucking dope.
And the same with Spider-Man.
Which, speaking of which, I love the new Ghostbusters. I think we talked about it last time. And I'm actually going to, after we get off here, I'm actually going to go watch that with my son because he hasn't watched it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom.
I think we're pretty much.
I don't know.
Ran out of things to talk about.
Everybody spent. How long have we been on?
It's an hour and 40.
We'll fix it in post.
I think you might need to trim it down a bit.
Maybe the first 30 minutes.
That's what she said.
He wins.
Oh, that's good.
She's trimming the bush.
Okay, and with that, I think it's time to clock out, guys.
Millennials, they don't know the quality, the feel, the smell, and the taste of a good bush.
Ugh.
I don't know what the fuck accent that was.
Fuck bush. Anyway. Save that
shit. Heineken, motherfuckers. Fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Show beer.
Miller High Life. Fuck you.
No. Blue Coors Velvet. Light. No. It's a reference from Blue Velvet.
I clean the bar out of Miller High Life. Coors Light was a good beer, too. No. Yes.
Nope. It's smooth, and it's like water.
That's what she said. Bam!
There we go. Dave, close us out. We got to clock out, brother.
What were you going to say? Chad's going to say, like, Budweiser or Red Dog or some bullshit.
Red Dog.
What were you going to say?
I don't really drink beer.
Oh, well, then you have no frame of reference here.
Scotch and tequila.
Just scotch.
Mead, myself.
Whiskey.
Of course.
That's a better title than the handsome fucking stranger.
The handsome stranger. The whiskey.
Like, okay, the stranger. Why do we need to know that he's handsome? I'm not sure. See, the
I have to find it. I can't remember what the movie's called. Oh, it's called The Villain. That's what it is. It's called The Villain. It's called The Villain, and it's a cheesy spaghetti western starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I did a fucking sequel to it. The Villain 2, Rise of the Hero.
Are you serious? That's horrible.
I'm back and forth. Should I say yeah? Because I think everyone at this table has the ability to bullshit with a straight face.
Yeah.
And that's probably very dangerous. But very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a good one. I've had fun.
I'm running for president in 2024. Vote Dave, 2024. See how I do that? See how the fucking news anchors do that? See
you mean Chester Taylor for president in 2024?
Oh, Jesus. Chester was money.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
My bodyguard could have been Rocky.
The three seashells.
Hey, old Chester, we better get moving. I fucking see some commotion up ahead.
The fuck are these goddamn bears?
Do I still sound like Yogi?
You definitely sound like Yogi.
You sound like Yogi if Yogi was impersonating Rocky Balboa.
Like Yogi was in the mafia.
Oh, here comes Shaggy. Zoinks, geez, Goob.
Hey, Shaggy, you better watch yourself.
Like Zoinks, man. I think you better put down that
gun.
Don't
do that shit, Shaggy. It's all business.
You're doing like a bad dice impression.
I'm going to make you sleep with the fishes.
Bad dice impression?
Sleep with the fishes.
Hey, yo. Hickory dickory dock.
Andrew Dice Clay, the one man hated by MTV, they banned him literally the same day.
Mary, God. Mary, quite contrary. Trim that. Oh, I'm not going to go. Oh.
Trim that bush. It's so hairy. See, that's what she said. That's why I said trim the bush. It's a real one, a real one, a real funky, real one. That's going in the trailer, too. Fuck it. We'll fix it in post.
All right.
Fix everything in post. That's what she said.
All right, kids. It's about time for us to clock out. We've been here after closing. But at some point, we got to close and lock up.
That's right.
So, yeah.
We are the Video Store Clerks. I'm Dave.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Andrew.
And it was Rocky.
Rocky. I'm Chad, not Rocky.
I thought Rocky was here. Is Rocky going to sign off?
Yeah. What was my line again?
Perfect.